Hello, welcome to Bookie. Today we will unlock the book Wiser, getting beyond groupthink to make groups smarter. As the saying goes, two heads are better than one, especially when it comes to decision making. However, the authors of this book argue that 1 plus 1 is not necessarily greater than 1 and that group deliberation does not necessarily lead to better decisions. In the words of the authors, much of the time, both private and public groups blunder not in spite of group deliberation, but because of it. Why is that? The authors cite two factors that influence group deliberation. The first involves information signaling, which causes people to withhold information out of respect for others' public comments. People tend to assume that those who make public announcements, especially leaders, are smart enough to know what they are doing. The second factor is social pressure. We often avoid risk when disagreeing with others for several reasons, including avoiding being perceived as fools. As a result, some group members withhold information and prefer to remain silent. Such apprehension may lead the group to make wrong decisions based on partial information because they haven't seen the whole picture. The concept is similar to groupthink, coined by American social psychologist Irving Janis. Groupthink is a phenomenon that occurs when a group of individuals reaches a consensus without critical reasoning or evaluation of the consequences or alternatives. After Janis put forward the idea of groupthink, he just gave some interesting examples instead of carrying out systematic research. Therefore, the authors of this book took advantage of their decision-making research background, studied the groupthink phenomenon, and analyzed the reasons behind group failures. This book represents their effort to help people transcend the myth of groupthink. We usually prefer group decisions over individual judgment. After all, we believe group discussions are more likely to lead to successful decision-making because we think groups eliminate personal mistakes and reach better conclusions than individuals. However, the law of garbage in, garbage out reveals that groups cannot reliably turn something wrong into something correct. In other words, groups rarely correct individual mistakes. Instead, group decisions often magnify mistakes, resulting in some garbage in, lots of garbage out. Why is that? Or should we ask, why do group decisions fail? The first reason for group decision failure is the cascades. A cascade occurs when our opinions on a subject change because of others. People tend to undervalue their knowledge and rely instead on the public statement of others. The two kinds of cascades are called informational and reputational. In informational cascades, people silence themselves to respect others' messages. This leads to a potentially severe issue. Namely, groups often make poor collective decisions because they don't have access to important information withheld by individuals who don't speak up. Suppose the executives of an investment firm are at a meeting to decide whether to invest in a project. The first speaker, Andrews, supports the venture's approval. The second speaker, Barnes, should speak as if she hasn't heard the previous speaker's opinion. But now she must think again. If she agrees with Andrews, she will vote in favor of the investment. But a problem arises if she contradicts Andrews' opinion. If Barnes' knowledge does not convince her that Andrews is wrong, she will probably agree to his decision out of respect. If she is sure of her judgment, then she can express her thoughts and counterstatement. Now, it comes down to the third speaker, Carlton. He will likely be more cautious in offering his view if the first two agree. Unless he has solid evidence that the investment is not sound, he is also likely to agree. In this way, the conclusion of the first person is most likely to become a collective decision. Moreover, people would feel compelled to comply with the prompted result, causing more potential recklessness. In our scenario, if Barnes and Carlton had disclosed their knowledge, the venture strategy would have been based on more accurate and scientific information. In a reputational cascade, people are silent because they want to avoid criticism. Let's use the previous venture meeting as an example. The first speaker, Andrews, is in favor of the investment. The second speaker, Barnes, was initially opposed to the venture since she had more reliable information than Andrews, but she did not express her objection because she was likely afraid of contradicting Andrews and losing his favor. Carlton, the third speaker, finds the first two arguments consistent. He thinks he would face even greater reputational pressure if he suggested otherwise. Even if Carlton was confident that the group decision was risky, he might choose to agree with the first two speakers to avoid conflict, resulting in a flawed conclusion. The second reason for group decision failure, group polarization, can occur when a cascade is prominently presented in a group. When this happens, the group is likely to lean towards extreme opinions after deliberation. There are three explanations for opinion polarization. We talked about the first two, informational and social influence. Let's look at the third, corroboration by others, which is closely related to an individual's confidence. Generally, a person who lacks confidence often hesitates to express his position clearly. Only when others recognize his views in a group will it increase his confidence. As a result, he may develop an extreme tendency, knowing that his judgment is correct. Many studies show that group polarization often happens when people share a common sense of identity. Let's suppose your group favors an opinion. Researchers found that individuals tend to move closer to the group opinion, further confirming the specific position and finally reaching an extreme ground, group polarization. Take this scenario. What if you were asked if a company can sell more than 100,000 units of a product in Europe next year? Rate the possibility of success on a scale of 0 to 8, where 0 is not possible, 5 is neutral, and 8 is very likely. Group deliberated scores lean towards a more polarized end than the median of individual scores. For example, if the median were 6, it would be 7 after the deliberation. If the median were 3, it would be 2 after the discussion. The values will shift towards both extreme scoring ends. The consequences of such decisions often magnify the mistakes of the individual's decisions. Now let's look at the third reason for group decision failure, hidden profiles. Hidden profiles are the accurate understandings a group could have obtained but did not. Groups typically share two types of information: shared information known to the group and unshared information kept private by each individual. Theoretically, if unshared information can be professionally communicated with the group, group deliberation can reach more accurate judgments. Unfortunately, however, shared information often dominates, turning unshared information into hidden profiles. The authors point out that group members prefer to receive information that everybody knows. When someone shares information with you that you already know, you will likely feel smart, preferable, and more confident. And because you agree with each other, you will rate the informant highly, and you will consider him a competent and likable team member. This interesting discovery shows us that shared information in groups always prevails because of the psychological inclinations of human individuals. On the other hand, it takes courage to provide personal ideas, especially when they are junior employees with little prestige. These group members often lack confidence in their knowledge, unsure whether their information is important or credible. In addition, sharing one's ideas comes with low social rewards and potential high risks. They risk losing favor within the group if their ideas are proven unreliable. Their reputation may be damaged, they could be shunned by the community, or even stunt their career. Therefore, most individuals remain silent and let their withheld information become a hidden profile, even though these profiles could ultimately determine the success of the group's decision. This concludes part one of this bookie. There are three principles of why team decisions fail. The first is the cascades, in which people ignore what they have grasped and rely instead on the declared statements of others. The second is group polarization, which drives group positions more extreme. The third reason is hidden profiles, where shared information overpowers unshared information.